Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says. That's a bad shot. But that story won't be told that it was a bad shot.
Tied at 115. Crowd rising to the feet. George will defend Lillard.
After a week of sports that could drive a sane person crazy, two men arrive in the wee hours of a Sunday to provide clarity, truth, and questionable sports takes.
Spread floor. Lillard with 47 tonight. Working it down to 2-1. A deep three. Oh!
This is Sports Sunday.
Blazers win the series, a walk-off three from Lillard.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Damian Lillard from way downtown.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher with Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
The Fan.
Welcome in to Sports Sunday. Another beautiful Sunday out there. Got Rashad Taylor.
Where'd this keyboard come from?
Dude, we have full-blown computers in here now. We got Jordan Schultz across the glass. Yeah, we're dialed in. Some of the shows even have their drops page now with the buttons and
That's
stuff.
That's awesome.
I haven't gotten that figured out yet. But then again, we do the shows at not the most convenient times for Adam the engineer and Joey the IT guy to be here. So
they better start working Saturdays or something.
Yes, Sundays.
I'm tired of not having all the tech in front of me.
I'm going to need you to be here on Sundays from 9 to 11 and Wednesday nights.
Okay.
As far as the computers go, Rashad, I did hear, well, I'll leave them nameless, maybe not somebody on prime time.
Someone looked up porn already, didn't they?
No, that's not it. They were bitching about the fact that the drops were not available in the usual way. So I think
Have enough fart noises?
Listen.
That is why, yeah. No, actually, I can turn. Joe, you have a drop page. I can turn
I don't
yours.
Yet. Oh, I have not, like I said, I have not gotten dialed in.
Oh, you haven't gotten dialed in. Yes, okay, well, then I'll turn your page off.
I blame myself.
It's okay.
The best part about this setup is I can't see Jordan at all.
Yeah, hey, Rashad.
You say the best part about this?
Yeah. No, but I have to move way over here. We're never going to be able to see each other. This entire thing. That's awesome.
That is one thing.
That's convenient.
Joe, you have a really good spot. Maybe we could take a picture out. At Odyssey Station. Tweet out a picture of how we're all looking at each other. But that is one thing. You know, Joe kind of has the best view in the one seat. And then Rashad in the two can look right at Joe. Can't see me. And then me in the producer's chair. I have to, if I'm like in front of the screen, you can't see me. You know, so I have to sit at an angle and contort myself.
And don't let us have
have a guest, then you're really not going to see. They're really not going to see you like at all.
So. They don't care about me. Essentially, no. They have to like turn and look weird, and it's like, who's that dude back there? Jordan, F him.
I was in your seat on Wednesday though, and I realized the same thing that you're going through right now. I was like, oh, I can't, you know, really see little, Jordan. I got to lean over.
You don't want to.
There's a strained oblique. Ow.
I literally have to turn the mic almost as far as it goes, you know, to be able to sit here, to be able to. But yeah,
I've got a face for radio.
I like it. At least
don't want to look at me anyways.
At least it looks like I'll be able to have internet and text line on this side. So that's good.
Yeah, we do have text line. Did you know that it's the Vancouver Ford text line?
I heard that.
give me the read, because I threw the paper over to you for some reason. Oh, no, I wanted you to give me the read.
That's right. Oh, right.
You read it for me. All I want to hear those buttery pipes.
All right. The Vancouver Ford text line. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com.
Felt like it could have been better. I felt like you didn't give your best effort there.
See, that's hate right there, man. That was amazing.
I felt like that could have been better. Shots fired unnecessarily.
503-864-6326. As I like to do, anything entertaining this weekend for you guys? Because it's been a solid one for me so far, but I don't want to start.
Entertaining?
Yes.
Ooh, solid. Ooh. Joe weekend. Was a lady involved, Joe?
No.
Dang.
Not this week.
No.
Man, you know what? No. It's a pretty standard Friday and Saturday. You know, okay. Saturday I was just able to
pretty meat and potatoes weekend.
Right, you know, just I did some cleaning, which is always, it always feels good after you've cleaned and everything is nice and sparkly. You don't have to worry about it for at least a few days, right? You know, somewhere around there. So that's what I did on Saturday afternoon. I did get a chance to go to a quinceañera.
Last
night,
wow.
Which was, I guess that probably should have led with that part. But,
yeah.
Bearing
the leaf. Definitely bear, yeah.
It was really nice, you know. It kind of turned into a mini Bridezilla for a second, which was
oh my
was
god. Cool to see. No, was this, were they
a teenzilla?
Yeah.
Were they a family of, middle upper class or upper class means? Because that's especially usually when you get the quinceañera.
Yeah,
no, the teenzilla at a quinceañera or at a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I was going to, and that's what I was kind of like.
We've all seen Sweet 16 on MTV.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man. God. And that's what I kind of
liked
it too.
Where's my Range Rover, Daddy?
I didn't want this. I didn't want the Lexus. Like, those shows were crazy. But I was probably upper middle class, like somewhere around there. But she was really, really sweet. And I think she, I'll be honest, I felt her. Low key, like she spazzed out. Low key,
need to rephrase.
Listen,
that.
Pause. See you guys. See,
that's not it. That was both of us were like, "What the hell?"
That's a drop, but I'm not going to make it one.
Yeah, please don't.
Because no,
I understood why
on the same wavelength.
Why she felt that way.
Okay,
I understood why. See you guys, man. Yeah, but you know, just imagine just being in a.
Hey, it's your day.
Yeah, but still, you're in this huge ball gown thing for, like, all day.
Was it outside?
Taking pictures. I mean, I'm sure they were taking pictures and stuff outside at a point. Yeah. You know,
they do like wedding photos.
You gotta do like 50 dances, you know, when you're there. You gotta learn like all these traditional dances and stuff to do.
Rashad was asking for next over and over and over again.
No, absolutely.
That's
I
like being
man, I'm
Native
not,
American.
I'm not getting out there, you know.
One dance to learn and one dance only.
I've never been to quinceañera, but I have to ask, how was the spread?
Phenomenal.
I'm
phenomenal. There was
not surprised.
There was cheek and there was like cabeza, and there was lengua. There was like every little thing that you want, and there was, you know, all types of, you know, sides. Obviously rice and beans and a lot of like grilled veggies. Like, it was awesome.
Speaking of international parties, yeah, you mentioned something about Native Americans there, Jordan. Powwows. I've gone to a couple powwows in my life. It's been like 15 years, but man, talk about a spread.
Yeah.
That is, I need to just show up and somehow, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's allowed. I can just show up.
I'll
to
bring
power.
You. Yeah, I mean, you can. We're happy to have you. The best, I don't know, this is debatable, but the best food item at a powwow for me, if you haven't had Indian fry bread, which is essentially
absolutely
like an elephant ear, but what I do, it's a little puffier than an elephant ear.
Elephant ear is the gentrified version.
It is. It's like the white man's version.
Ooh,
of Indian
put
fry
cinnamon
bread.
Sugar on it. Yeah.
And then you could put cinnamon sugar on it. I like to go taco toppings.
Oh,
so I guess I'm
like a
Native American culturally appropriating
like a chalupa.
Yeah, the Mexican toppings, but it's good.
Absolutely.
It's good.
Well, I know that you guys are going to be super excited to hear this as far as what I did last night.
Let me hear it.
I went to the Timbers game.
Oh, Mr. Soccer fan.
Oh, yeah. It was great. And if you've been following the Timbers at all this year, a lot of L's. A lot of L's and a lot of D's. As in draws. Draws.
Which are only worth a point.
Pause.
In your statement.
No, I elaborated, Rashad, is what I did. I explained myself. A
lot of D's.
Yeah. A lot of L's.
Go ahead. Mark that one.
A lot of L's, a lot of D's.
Yeah, drops.
And last night, I took Joey. And there's the boys, the lads, the mates. I go full on British Europe mode when I'm doing anything soccer.
You have to. You say nil.
I went to a football game. I went to a football match with me mates.
Yeah.
I want to get a pint at the pub after the match.
A warm pint.
Oh, yeah. I was kissing the patch, everything. But yeah, Timbers suck. And last night they didn't, dude. It was a 3-2 victory. They retired Diego Valeri's number into the Timbers Ring of Honor. So it was just it was a big old party, and the Timbers pulled out a dub. It was fantastic. Honestly, I know you guys aren't soccer guys or Timbers guys. Go to a game.
Oh, absolutely.
It is it is such a fun time, and when that ball goes in the goal, it is that place.
Pandemonium.
Oh, dude.
Pandemonium.
Absolutely fantastic.
You can hear them two blocks away. And the fact they don't have a roof kind of definitely helps. But like when you're on the Max or you're something like that, just going through downtown or just down there at the bar, like Marathon or something, and you hear them score, like you hear them from, you know, three blocks away.
I was recording at the time of their first goal. So at JoeFish3 on Twitter, FISCH. And yeah, it's just. You see the chaos leading up to the goal, their first goal last night, and then just the pandemonium after.
It's like a slow build when they
dude,
you know,
it
about
is.
Score, it's like,
yeah, it was awesome.
People take the shirts off.
That
and
happens
stuff.
A
it's
lot
crazy.
More than that.
So that
the letdown happens a lot more than the actual score, but it's
oh,
fun.
Oh, listen, man, my biggest complaint with soccer is that how many moments a game you're like, oh, that would have been cool. That would have been cool if the ball went in.
It's like a bunch of missed
dunks. That was close.
But that's like a bunch of missed dunks and missed reverses. Like, oh,
true.
Man, that would have been dope if it went in.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, when MJ missed his dunk in the All-Star game.
Yeah, it's
game,
like, oh, yeah, everybody talks
nice.
About that, right?
So you I know? Hear you on that. But last night was not the case. There was definitely a thought that came to my head real quick at one point. I was like, oh, God, please don't go 0-0 draw. Like,
nil.
Oh, my God. But, dude, 3-2. Plenty of goals, plenty of action. It was great. It was fantastic. No,
I love the Timbers. I don't know if you guys have known this, but I was the first season the Timbers were in MLS. I was their like pregame, extra pregame host out at the stadium.
Extra.
Well, because it wasn't for the team, it was for another evil company here in the city, and I would do a 2-hour show kind of leading into it live from the stadium, and it was. I mean, you got to be out there every week, so that fan experience. On the pitch, it compared to even a Blazers game in Portland, no, you're right. You got to go.
So I'll be honest. I was a little salty when the Timbers first came here.
Okay.
Only because, like, I was a big Portland Beavers guy.
Oh, dude.
See,
I used to go to those games all the time. And I used to work at what was then PGE Park. And so that was one of those things. Like, I would go to work some days and on off days if they were playing because I would get in free. I would just go to the games and stuff like that. And like those were always
love
so
going.
Much fun. And so when they shut that down, I was like, man, that sucks. And then on top of that, I used to play, that was our high school's home field was Civic Stadium at that point.
Right.
So, you know, I was mad when they turned it into, was it Providence? My Providence Park?
Yeah,
was
at
next?
The time, yeah.
No, it was next. I mean, I know it was changed like six times.
Geldwin Field was after
Geldwin,
that.
Geldwin, there it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I remember the Portland Beavers games. I loved going to those. Shoot, man, I remember listening to some Beavers games on the radio back in the day, too. So I loved going to that.
I ran those on the
Thirsty
board.
Thursdays at the Beaver games, being like, I was like 19 or something, like right around there, going to those games.
Oh, so that's why my dad took us on Thursday.
Absolutely.
Nights all
the time. Thirsty Thursdays
now.
Is where I learned the term Thirsty Thursdays from those Beavers games.
Thanks, Dad.
Seriously.
Joe's dad knows how to get down.
Yeah, you're welcome, though, son. Yeah.
Oh, man. What do we get into today? It's all quiet.
You kind of skipped over my week. You literally didn't ask about what I did or any. You
that's
skipped
hella rude,
on
Joe.
Over.
That's hella rude.
This happens a lot here on 1080 The Fan.
That
I think I have moved to the bottom of the totem pole. Will Ortner's over me. Everybody's over me. It's just Jordan.
I'm I'm shooketh right now. I can't believe myself.
It's okay. I'm just giving you.
What happened? What'd you do? It better be cool.
Well,
now.
I wanted to get into watching the new TV show. I guess it finished up at the beginning of the month before July 4th. The Idol. On Max.
Oh, boy.
With Lily Weeknd. Rose Depp and, yeah.
And The Weeknd, right?
Oh, yeah, boy. You know what? And this let me just say, I did not like The Weeknd before. I gave this show a chance. I will never watch anything or listen to anything that The Weeknd puts out ever again, because
why?
It was a 5-hour self-serving piece of s. The Weeknd's awesome.
Critically panned as terrible.
Well, after the final episode, it was like, why was this series made?
Oh, it was
to make The Weeknd feel good about himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Basically.
Yes.
I think
exactly
it's
what it is.
I think it's already gone down on like Metacritic or some website as the worst season of an HBO show. In all time history.
I want that 5 hours.
There are some high parts. There were some high points.
Oh, no, you're not wrong. There were some.
Lily Rose Depp definitely had some high points.
Yeah. It was softcore porn, let's be honest.
Oh,
which is, that's not really what got to me.
Skinemax has been making money a long time. So.
And I'll just reveal that you're not wrong. 2 a.m., 3 a.m. movies.
Absolutely.
I'm 34 and I still tune into those.
Hey, man, they're
I'll
good.
Be honest. yeah, bye.
So Idol was good then?
No, it sucked. And after the 5th episode, I'll just reveal it for everybody so you don't have to waste your time.
Whoa.
The Weeknd ends up being a really bad creep, had been arrested before for prostitution.
So this is a documentary?
No, this is a mockumentary? No, I'm just kidding. No, and he had kept girls captive and apparently held his ex-girlfriend hostage for 3 days. But at the end, you know what? The main character, the star of the show, she's fine with it. She accepts him back, she even understands. After he does the same thing to her.
Man, that's just Hollywood. That's what idols do, man. That's what a lot of guys in the radio biz at this station do, too. And so I've heard. They just run a giant trafficking ring. That's just what happens when you get big and famous, man.
A giant trafficking ring of like...
Who hasn't seen that before, right? Yeah, Idol. Great show, I hear. Dear God, do not watch that.
Yeah, you'll be fine if you miss it.
I just needed to give that PSA. Yeah. I wasted my time.
Yeah. All right. Got plenty to talk about today. All quiet on the Dame front, but I feel like we still need to talk about what's going on because there has been some developments there. Oh, boy. We've got some college football coming up, and I feel like we need to start doing some previewing there. Because it will be there before you know it, and I'm going to be out next week. So we've got basically, what, 5 Sundays left until college football kickoff. At least for me. I got 5 Sundays to talk about it. So we're going to go there. Oh, boy, I'm looking at a guy's golf bag on fire on the golf course right now. Looks like me yesterday out of Chehalem just on fire with the sticks. Oh, there's plenty of other things
hole
to talk about.
Hole-in-one like Steph Curry?
I was going to say, Steph's hole-in-one?
You see, I didn't want to talk about that, but we might get to that because there's something that happened yesterday at the golf round and with Steph Curry that is that's led me to a question that I'm gonna have to ask you guys at some point in the show. So a lot to get to. Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Like I said, it's all quiet on the Dame front right now. It's a little bit too quiet, but there has been some developments as far as what the Blazers can get in return. We do that next Sports Sunday. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, right here, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Woo! Y'all know I'm all right.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Looking for a dunk like an athlete. So Damian Lillard right now, I believe, is in the Dominican Republic. Must be nice.
The infinity pool.
This is after going to, Pali a couple weeks ago.
Man, NBA offseason is like no other. These guys really kick it.
I know. Portland's beautiful. Why the hell aren't they here?
When you make $50 million, you can travel the world.
See, and that's why that playing in Portland shouldn't be a big deal. It's like, I don't want to live in Portland. You won't. You're going to be traveling. Just go wherever you want. You don't have to be here.
Yeah, but don't nobody got time for that. You know, I mean, ain't nobody got time for that to be, you know,
you don't want to jet ski
all over the place
down the poop filled Willamette.
Yeah, not really. You know,
that's what I grew up doing. How dare you, Joe?
Or along the coastline.
But here's the thing: it's got to be, you know, at least 70 to be able to do that. It's seldom 70 here during the basketball season.
Or that lake, that lake that Scoot Henderson was talking about.
We have a lake.
Did you not see that lakes from the draft? When they asked him, like, what are you most excited about or what are you most looking forward to when you get to Portland? He's like, oh, I want to go to that lake.
Crater Lake? Is that what he's talking about?
No one knows. I don't think anybody has followed up.
I think he was talking about Crater.
But, again, that's not even, like, near Portland. That's
doesn't matter.
It's 3.5-4 hours away.
I'm glad he knows about it.
I think
I'm glad he knows about the lake here.
Like, Blue Lake? Maybe?
Seriously, maybe Blue Egg, Lake. I think
Diamond,
that sounds
Timothy,
that
know
sounds more accurate.
It's maybe he's just banking on a lake being here that people frequent. That he's just like,
we talked to some black people and they were like, Blue Lake. I was like, man, I want to go there. And that's what happened.
Blue
guaranteed
Lake,
I love Blue Lake.
A lot
I
of good
so
memories.
Great memories in Blue Lake,
dude. I remember seeing my first like low riders with hydraulics at Blue Lake at
of course
the age
you did
of 8, 9. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dame's in the Dominican Republic. He's chilling. Joe Cronin is chilling. It looks like this is going to be the case for the foreseeable future, unless something drastic happens over the next week. Like, I wanted to say, by the time I'm back on the 30th, is he still going to be a Blazer? And quite frankly, I think he is. I think this thing is going to drag out pretty close to the start of the season. People say into September, I'm feeling that.
I'm feeling even longer, potentially.
Into the season, start of season?
Know, honestly, I mean, and really, I think it really depends on how, and I've said this before, how well Scoot plays to start. Like, if Scoot comes out and does what I think a lot of us feel like he's going to do, comes out and plays solid and has about, you know, 17 a game, because Dame has said he's not going to play. Right? Is that accurate? Like, I mean, as far as being traded to a team.
Being traded to a team other Miami.
So, I don't know.
You don't know if he would suit up for the Blazers if he were still in Portland.
I think that's BS. Because, seriously, because if nothing else, the one thing we know, if he can't compete, he's going to. That's the one thing we know. He can say whatever he wants to, like, about it. But I think Dame is the type of dude. At least, this is what he has made me think over these past 11 years. So if he's not that guy, then I would have been really disappointed, because
that's
this is opposite of what he's been saying that he is. I just want to play. I want to compete. I don't need all this stuff. So if he doesn't play, you know, for the Blazers next year, that would be super, super surprising. But I honestly think a lot of this hinges on how well these young dudes play together. Because if you see like, oh man, we got something, we just need another piece. Now it's like, all right, well, we can make that happen for, you know, maybe you still want a lot for him and everything, but like right now, you don't know what you have in this young team, these young Scoot Henderson. You know the what's my French
Ryan
Rouf.
Yeah, I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna have fun, you know, saying that. But yeah, I think it's going to be a process, and it wouldn't shock me if it took a few weeks into the season.
Well, Dame is the rumors around him are quiet, but he has been active on social media over the last couple of days. This was a tweet that Damian Lillard liked. Okay, he liked this on his own Twitter page. This and also just social media, man. People following likes, like seeing what players like.
I do hate that. It when celebrities,
I love it. Otherwise,
people who unfollow people, that's weird.
I'm not doing it. So I'm glad somebody's doing this work to show us and start.
It's just sad that this is, we base news off of this. Okay. Now. We do.
Yeah, well, hell yeah, I'm going to talk about
no,
it.
No, but I honestly, I usually hate that, but in this situation, I love it.
Because so. This situation is funny.
Continue.
I think that there's an underlying reason for all this. But Dame liked this tweet from someone, from a Daniel Redelick, Dark Native 87. Please sell, Trailblazers, please sell to Phil Knight. He'll talk Damian Lillard into staying and doesn't care about going into the luxury tax. Please sell to him. Seahawks are already there. Please don't let Portland suffer. We'd like to see Damian Lillard win a title here in hashtag PDX. Damian Lillard liked that tweet, and then it blew up, and then he unliked the tweet. So. Yeah.
Can't take the life back.
Yeah, right. He said Jody has been very solid to he and his family.
So there was that. And then Jordan said something about how he had a video of him saying that he has bulletproof love for PDX. And looking at the video, let's just say it looks like he's enjoying himself in the Dominican Republic.
I mean, it's hard not to. It's hard to think about your NBA woes.
He's literally like in a pool.
Infinity pool.
Yeah, like beachside. I mean,
that looks like his private pool. Like, this is his room or cabana, and all of these little facilities are his right out to the
beach. I'm not going
to
make assumptions, but I know if I'm situation, I'm probably a few drinks deep. You know,
it's all bulletproof love. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So he says in the video, you know, it's all love on my behalf. It's bulletproof love for PDX.
I think I can get it up really quickly. Hold on just a second.
And it was on Instagram Live, you know.
Here we go.
It's just,
you know, it's all love on my behalf. It's bulletproof.
I haven't screened the rest, so I don't want any swear words.
Yeah.
There you go. They
was definitely cussing in the background.
Yeah.
They was definitely cussing in the
background. That's the main quote, though. But that's, I don't care.
Yeah, I think, well, one, like I said, if I'm in that situation, I'm probably sounding much more slurred than that, quite honestly, if I'm in the Dominican Republic.
So do you think he's sober saying this?
I'm not making any assumptions, Jordan, okay? Listen, we are FCC Airways. I'm just saying, if I'm in that situation and making that statement, My blood alcohol content's probably above 0.08.
And I think there's a good chance Dame don't go nowhere. That's just me. Like, he has essentially what's a no-trade clause in his contract, essentially, with having 250-something million to be able to move. Like, most teams aren't going to take that. That's number one. The money thing, like, the amount of money Dame has left on his contract is the first thing. Like, there's very few franchises that are going to pay the $250 million or let go as many assets as they need to be able to acquire somebody like Dame for that much. So, and he's only saying, I want to go to this team. So it's forcing the Blazers to make a deal with this team. And what if it don't happen? What if, I just read a report that Tyler Hero was the only person that was offered in that deal. No thanks. Sorry. That's not enough. Tyler Hero and picks still ain't enough. You know, at this point. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance that he don't go nowhere. I think he will. Honestly, Kobe asked for a trade. And on draft night, Kobe came out and said, I want to be traded. On the night LeBron was getting drafted and changing the NBA, Kobe Bryant came out and said, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, he asked to go to like.
He said, I'm going to Chicago. Going to Chicago, and we'd already looked at houses. And so he had already told the Lakers, trade me here. And what happened? He went nowhere and played another 12 years in LA.
Now, what Miami's doing here is obviously like the art of the deal. What do you want to try to negotiate, you know, what your best deal the first time that you talk to him? Of course not. No, you're going to pick up maybe some crumbs and try and offer that to the Blazers and see if they take it. But however, that might end up hamstringing them. So the Blazers actually do have some leverage here.
Absolutely.
You know, Joe Cronin's sitting on his hands.
They got a lot of leverage.
Well, no, and so, yeah, the national media is saying that the Blazers have no leverage because, this is the one place that Dame wants to go. Well, they don't have a point guard. And if the Blazers want to wait, we've talked about it on every show here in the market, including what we just said a couple minutes ago about maybe it's December, January until, you know, a trade happens. Maybe they wait to see if Scoot and Dame together can actually make something. Is that a championship caliber team? I don't think so, but I think it's definitely something that Blazers fans would love to watch. They watch CJ and Dame together. Why wouldn't Dame work well with Scoot?
The longer you wait to trade Dame is the longer that he is not in Miami Heat's franchise and not in the training room, not in the gym, not practicing with the team. Like,
they were a play-in team, mind you. Play-in team.
I mean,
and they lost half their roster already.
It goes for any team that wants to trade for him, is that the longer you wait to make that deal, is he's not with you. I mean, we've seen it's not just gonna be light switch as soon as he gets traded to a team, everything's gonna work and it's gonna be all fine, right? That happened with Kyrie and Luka last year, right? Oh, wait, no, that doesn't. I mean, it happens all the time where trades, teams, combos get together and it doesn't just work right away. So if you're Miami, you're inclined to get something done, you know, by December if the season's not going the right way. I mean, you got to get it done.
Let me ask you both this. If you're the Heat, which combination of players do you think would be more successful as far as trying to win a championship? Dame and Jimmy Butler or Bam and Jimmy Butler? Which one would you bet on before getting to the getting to a championship first?
That's a good question. I mean, you can't win a title as a point guard leading a team, so but then centers are really leading the team.
We've really seen Jimmy Butler get to the finals twice with talent that's probably
with Bam.
But is Jimmy Butler one of the top 30 guys in the NBA right now?
Yes.
You think so?
100%.
Yes. Okay.
100%.
Top 10? Really? I'd say top 20.
Because here's the cool part. This is what we do often in the NBA. It makes me mad. And this is what we do, especially to the defensive players. We kill guys because they don't play defense. Oh, James Harden's a terrible defender. Oh, Steph Curry's a terrible. Dame can't play defense to save his life. And then you have these guys that win multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards and we kind of disrespect them. They're the Ben Wallaces of the world. You know, they're the Dwight Howards of the world. And for whatever reason, those guys get disrespected. Those guys get left off the list. Those guys don't get to make the Hall of Fame media. You just won the defensive MVP. The only time we validate the Defensive Player of the Year is when it comes from a guy that just won both awards. When Giannis does it, oh, but he's Defensive Player of the Year too. Like, are we talking about Marcus Smart?
I hear you. But
you know, and that's just kind of one of those things. So that's kind of, you know, what we end up doing to a lot of dudes, and help me out, guys. I'm not good with words right now, but almost kind of
it's too early on a Sunday.
It's almost kind of contradictory to say like defense means so much, and then the guys that actually win these awards are whatever. So now you
and
got this guy Jimmy Butler.
They don't get noticed.
Then you got one of the guys Jimmy Butler who's one of them dudes. Like, Jimmy Butler is a defender. Paul George is a defender. There's only so many guys that can play great offense and great defense on all games.
I think when you're the top scorer, though, on your team or you're supposed to be, and you're not showing up, even in the playoffs, I think that's where I have a hard time. So I guess if I had to pick a combo, and sorry, Joe, I know we need to get out, and I want you to answer this question as well, but I'd have to go Jimmy Dame over Jimmy Bam.
The Jimmy Dame I haven't seen before, but Jimmy and Bam has literally gotten pretty damn close twice. And I like to have that diversity in the guard forward and, you know, somewhat of the forward center in those two. So love Dame, but I mean, like, that's saying, two guys that have to have the ball in their hand a lot.
When we talk about leverage and everything, I'm like, man, if you really want Dame, we're going to want Bam.
We got a text here that says on the Vancouver Ford text line that says, insider information says we're holding out for 72-year-old Udonis Haslem for culture reasons.
I'll take UD on the bench.
I think he could help. Oh, the Heat culture is going to translate to our assistant coach Udonis Haslem being here.
Bring Udonis. three-time champion. I think he'll be okay with some, you know, giving some words of wisdom off the bench.
Here's a hypothetical for you guys. We'll come back to this in text line. You can chime in on this too. Dame for Spoelstra, straight up. Would you do it?
Straight up.
Yes.
100%. Dame for.
I can have Eric Spoelstra. I can have Eric Spoelstra for the next 15
picks,
years.
No players, anything else was Spoelstra. Yes. Just Dame Spoelstra, straight up.
What's his contract looks like? If he agrees to an extension on that trade, yes.
All right, we'll go to break here. But first, George Schultz, give me a SportsCenter update.
Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So my completely hypothetical question that we love to do in sports radio. Why don't we do a list after this, huh?
That's all sports radio is a bunch of hypotheticals.
Oh,
that's
dear God.
That's all we do.
National You're radio right now, like it seems like every time I turn it on ESPN or flip over, it's a list. They're going hard on the
and
list.
And you know
right
what
now.
It is? These are... And I always hate saying this, especially for you baseball fans.
Let's take a list of the best lists.
This is no disrespect, but dog days of summer. And there's not a lot on ESPN. The FIBA hasn't started yet, has it?
No. They announced the roster for the USA team, but
yeah, we have the Gold Cup started. But no, nothing.
Yeah,
like that.
So until that part starts and we get some actual like kind of hoop and some football starts, like you're gonna get a lot of lists. It always happens during the summer.
On the text line, someone said, in a heartbeat, can we give them Chauncey too?
Man, for real. What else do you want?
Kidding.
You want Jody?
Which also, I feel like that's a conversation that hasn't really been like talked about yet in this whole youth movement for the Blazers and moving forward without Dame, is that you're going to be doing that with Chauncey Billups as your head coach, which over the last two seasons, I mean, as it made Portland fans feel particularly good about him just being the coach of a retooling or trying to let Dame win and try and build that. So him essentially being the head coach and the leader and the voice of a young rebuild of a franchise and of a team, like this is one of the most important times in the franchise history of the Blazers. I mean, a transition of stars, essentially, if Scoot is to be the next star, going from a team that wants to try and win a championship contend to rebuild. And obviously GM is important. And Joe Cronin right now is winning him a lot of points back, I think, by holding firm in the Miami. And, you know, we'll see how it ends up. But right now, I think he's doing himself a lot of favors by not just, you know, acting quickly.
Right.
But yeah, going with Chauncey as your head coach forward, how does that make you feel? Because again, I would say the consensus is, this isn't going to be good, and I don't want that to be a thing for much more than a year or two if that's the case. Because they're going to give him that. I mean, what was it, a five-year contract they gave him?
Yeah.
They're going to probably give him at least another year or two.
Chauncey?
Yeah.
Man,
I would say,
yo, I don't know.
I'm telling you, if this year they're going to suck, right? I mean, it's going to be a young rebuilding team, so if Dame is gone, it's going to be like 25 to 35 wins, whatever. And he'll get the pass because it's a young team. And then he'll have next year. And then whatever happens next year, if they're same thing, they don't improve, then they might can him. But
I think we're in this NBA now to where the shelf life of coaches isn't as long as it used to be. And guys have no problem cycling through special coaches for younger teams. Like, so I could see if year three doesn't go well, and they only win, and I'm projecting, you said without Dame, I'm projecting 23 games, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, 25 is, you know, I think 25 to 30 is
there's a good chance
there.
The Blazers could be. There's a good chance the Blazers could be the worst team in the league. You know, there is a very good chance. If nothing else, maybe in the West. So
the Hornets are still a franchise.
Hornets have LaMelo Ball. You know,
and Brandon Miller, 6'9".
Yeah, exactly. Brandon Miller.
Now I'm kind of wondering, maybe the Blazers drafting Brandon Miller would have kept Dame here, because drafting his replacement really sent him over the edge. Like, I'm just second-guessing everything now.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, that could definitely... But as we watch Brandon Miller in the Summer League, I mean, he had one good game. But everything else is pretty trash. You know, so you could potentially just be getting Tyrus Thomas.
Yeah, the national media highlighted that one good game, Rashad. They really did. You guys, they were all I saw highlight after highlight that night.
Yeah, he had like 15 fouls in the two California Summer League games or something like that.
Come on, bro.
I think Myers Leonard did that for Portland a couple of times.
And where is he now? Exactly. And that's not.
Whoa, Myers Leonard, I'm pretty sure, was on the Milwaukee Bucks to end the season.
He was. He got a comeback from the Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, well, that's good for Myers and his hair. Like, that's awesome.
The enthusiasm in your voice right there. This rebuild, that's. Chauncey's just like, well, damn, okay, cool. Just bought myself another 2 years. That's honestly what I think is going through his mind because. Your time to get a new head coach is at the beginning of a rebuild. So guess what? This is the time to do it, and they're clearly not going to do it. So they're going to roll with them this year, try and have them all work and build up together, and then they'll have next year, and then whatever happens next year is going to definitely have some deciding factor. But they might roll through the entire contract and just not renew them after the five.
I'm hoping that Chauncey is what we all thought he would be.
Well,
I think we all thought he was.
Everybody's
be this,
rooting for him, but it's just like it's not been.
But at this
reassuring.
Point, like it's tough to watch guys lose. It's tough to go through what you're going through with your point guard or with your star. So there's a lot of, and usually the coach is the first one to go. You know, this is a situation where your superstars. If your superstar is here and happy, then the coach is the first one to go. But now that you have a problem with your superstar, like you said, he's bought himself some more time.
Now, don't the Blazers have a history, though, of kind of making a coaching change, not at the beginning of a rebuild, but maybe a year or two after the rebuild started? I feel like they did this with P.J. Carlissimo. They had Clyde Drexler on the roster in the 90s, hired P.J. after firing Rick Adelman, then decided, okay, we're going to move on. Because I believe Carlissimo was hired in 94, Clyde got traded after that season or in that season in 95, if I'm not mistaken. Then you look at Dunleavy, same damn thing happened with him after the Western Conference Finals appearance in 2000. They basically changed the roster, take his biggest affecting pieces off the bench away from him, then they move on from him, go to Mo Cheeks, do the same thing because it just never worked. And then with Nate McMillan, you know, it just ended up falling flat on their faces with Terry Stotts in the middle of kind of a tumultuous period is when they make the change. I don't feel like this organization has the history of hitting the reset button all at once. That's just me just looking back, though. I could be wrong.
I would make the case that the Stotts hire is somewhat the hire of a rebuild because that was in line with Dame being there. 2012. So I would say that was the closest thing, but you're kind of right. Like it's well, and let's face it too. The Blazers aren't essentially losers. I mean, they had their Jailblazers era, but for the majority of the franchise's history, they have been a competitive team. So when they make these coaching changes, it's not like, all right, we're hitting the reset. It's when they're middling. It's when they had a great season and they want to try and make that one step up and they think they can do it. So I hear you. I hear you what you're saying right now. And this might be a case where, because if you listen to like Sprague, man, he says like this is going to be a 3 to 4 year team sucks process. Like, do not expect.
But what year are we in, though? Is this year two?
No. This is the beginning.
Oh, so this is going to be like a 5-6 year.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've been sucking for the last.
His example, and it, you know, you can go back obviously on the podcast and find it on there. But his example is great. It was Oklahoma City. They traded Westbrook, got rid of Paul George. They got SGA in return. They got picks. They got young, and they are now in what year? Year four of SGA. SGA was a first teamer this year, but they were in the play-in.
But they were always in the playoffs, though. Even when they had Chris Paul before, and everything like that.
I mean, Chris Paul, that was, we can all admit, that was a fluke.
Chris Paul does that everywhere, so it's not a fluke. This is what he does.
As soon as I get it, but that's what I'm saying. As a franchise, as soon as he left, what happened? They sucked.
I don't know. Didn't SGA make like the All-Star team the next year?
I'm not talking about SGA. I'm talking about the team. Like they have been in the bottom of the Western Conference standings for the last 4 to 5 years. And that is after the Paul George went to the Clippers. What? That was 2019? That was 2019 offseason. Yes. So we're going into the fourth year of SGA and the Thunder, if I'm doing my math right. And they just made the play-in finally. And that's a rebuild. That's a rebuild. So if that's what's happening for OKC and they have all these picks, they might pop this year finally. But, I mean, that's might be the timeline that the Blazers are on right now, man. 3, 4, 5 years.
Tight.
It's
awesome.
Like I said.
This part is always fun.
Yeah.
And the bad thing about sucking for 3, 4, 5 years is that, you know, you end up signing your rookie after like 3 years, but then hopefully now you're hoping to God that they end up staying and you're not, you don't suck for another little bit.
And we're saying, well, they're going to suck for the next 3 to 5 years. Does that mean at the end of this, it's going to be a championship contending team? Because the Blazers failed to build a championship contender around one of the top 75 NBA players of all time. I'm just not buying the line that, you know, I get that it's best for the team to reset like this, but I'm just not buying the line that, oh, they're going to build a team around Scoot. It's going to be so great. They're going to contend, what, for a Western Conference Finals maybe once in 5, 6 seasons? I don't understand what we're doing. Okay, I feel like this is insanity. We're hitting the damn button and hoping for a different thing.
OKC's rebuild took 2 years. As I'm looking at Basketball Reference, there's only 2 years in between that they didn't make the playoffs. We're going on year three. And we're gonna have 4 and 5.
And the year that they made the playoffs was the one with Chris Paul.
So they made the playoffs 2019-20.
That was the year with Chris Paul.
The no playoffs the 1 year. They won 22 games. They won 24, and then they won 40 this year. So that was only a 2 year gap in between losing CP3 and then kind of getting your Gilgeous Alexanders, getting your. Chet Holmgren's in between there.
The CP3 trade, that was Westbrook. That was a part of the Westbrook trade, right? Because they sent Westbrook to Houston, and then they sent him, Chris Paul over to Oklahoma City is what I'm pretty sure happened in that. If I'm getting the trade all
that was that. And then the next year, Westbrook went to Washington. Yeah. So that was part of that.
All right. I want to stay on NBA here because there is something that happened in the NBA yesterday. But it was on the golf course, and it's frustrating as hell. And it also reminded me of something that happened at Shalem Glen on the golf course yesterday when I was playing. And I want to ask you guys this because, man, it's like I said, it's frustrating watching someone be that good of an athlete and be that good of an athlete in another sport. So I want to talk to you about that next Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So down in Tahoe, I believe it's Tahoe right now, they're having the American Century Classic or whatever the hell it is. It's the it's like a pro-am. Celebrities are down there golfing. Charles Barkley is down there getting lit. And Steph Curry is down there playing some golf right now. And what does he do yesterday? Oh, he just steps up to a hole and he just knocks in a hole in one.
Because why not?
This comes literally a week after him knocking in an eagle at another celebrity tournament from like 100 yards out where he hit it over the hole, but then had backspin on it and then ball went back into the hole. So within a week and a half, this guy's got a pitch in for an eagle from 100 yards out with backspin, which you ask me how to do that, God knows how. And then you have a hole in one in a celebrity tournament at Tahoe, which is that course I hear is just amazing. And then this is what happened yesterday at Shalem Glen. So I'm golfing with buddies. And one of my friends wants to get into golf. So, like, I literally gave him, like, 8 clubs the day before, like, some wedges and irons. I'm like, let's go to the range so you can test them out. And then we get out there yesterday, and I'd seen him play once before. I was like, he's not bad, like, for someone just starting. And he's like, man, I really hope I can get a birdie today. I'm like, okay, bud, like, you know, relax. You know, it's a tough course. It's fun out here at Shalem, but we all hope we can get a birdie, and we play all the time. So he goes by hole 6 or 7. He gets a birdie.
There you go.
And this dude, like, I've known him almost my whole life. He's an athlete. Like, I told him when he first started getting out, I'm like, dude, once you get the swing down, you'll figure it out. You're an athlete. You're flexed. Like, you got it. Yeah, I'm not going to give him tips anymore. Because
he's going to the math, or the student will become the teacher.
Yes, exactly. Bit, I'm like, dude, you're on your own at this point.
There are some people, man, and it's frustrating.
So I see that, and then the Steph Curry stuff. And I'm like, what? Just the natural athlete, like, oh, I can step up and do basically any sport good whenever I want.
There are some people that are just, they walk in the light. Like, there's nothing they can do. And if Steph Curry is the most accurate shooter that we've ever seen,
that's got to be some sort of, like,
it's, I think, anything that accuracy has to do with accuracy, I think he's darts.
I'd love
horseshoes,
to see that.
You know, just anything like, what's the game that's the really popular?
Bocce ball.
I mean, curling. Whatever it is, like curling. Anything that requires, like, precision and accuracy. I could imagine Steph Curry being really good, because there's no other, with the exception of maybe baseball, hitting a baseball, with the exception of maybe that, like, does it shock me that he's that good at golf? And we've heard multiple professional golfers say, you know, Steph can really play.
Swing it.
You know,
he can swing the stick.
He's good. Like, he can really do that. We heard J.R. Smith, who was in college on a golf scholarship, saying that, no, Steph is real. Like, he's really, really like that. So
he spends a lot of time in the off season golfing and, like, practicing golf. And, like, that, like you're saying, the accuracy, that's got to just be whatever his medulla oblongata, whatever part of his brain is wired to muscle memory and that accuracy aspect. And, like, okay, I figured out what I need to do with my body precise every time. Bam, and it's like his brain just locks it in. It's like, all right, you know what you do have to do now. Perfect, you're gonna do it every time now. And then it's just like with his jumper, it's like, well, I know I've done this so many times, and my brain is just wired differently to where it's locked in so well that no matter where I am, momentum, body, whatever the case is,
never seen nothing like it.
Got it locked
in. No matter
in.
Falling away, one foot going left, going right, up high in the air, like there's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So my completely hypothetical question that we love to do in sports radio, why don't we do a list after this, huh?
That's all sports radio is a bunch of hypotheticals.
Oh,
that's
dear God.
That's all we do.
National You're radio right now, like, it seems like every time I turn it on ESPN or flip over, it's a list. They're going hard on the
and
list.
And you know
right
what
now.
It is? These are... And I always hate saying this, especially for you baseball fans.
Let's take a list of the best lists.
This is no disrespect, but dog days of summer. And there's not a lot on ESPN. The FIBA hasn't started yet, has it?
No, they announced the roster for the USA team. But
yeah, we have the Gold Cup. But no, nothing
yeah,
like that.
So until that part starts and we get some actual like kind of hoop and some football starts, like you're going to get a lot of lists. It always happens during the summer.
On the text line, someone said, in a heartbeat, can we give them Chauncey too?
Man, for real. What else do you want? Kidding. You want Jody?
Which also, I feel like that's a conversation that hasn't really been like talked about yet in this whole youth movement for the Blazers and moving forward without Dame, is that you're going to be doing that with Chauncey Billups as your head coach, which over the last two seasons, I mean, as it made Portland fans feel particularly good about him just being the coach of a retooling or trying to let Dame win and try and build that. So him essentially being the head coach and the leader and the voice of a young rebuild of a franchise and of a team, like this is one of the most important times in the franchise history of the Blazers. I mean, a transition of stars, essentially, if Scoot is to be the next star, going from a team that wants to try and win a championship contend to rebuild. And obviously GM is important. And Joe Cronin right now is winning him a lot of points back, I think, by holding firm in the Miami. And, you know, we'll see how it ends up. But right now, I think he's doing himself a lot of favors by not just, you know, acting quickly.
Right.
But yeah, going with Chauncey as your head coach forward, how does that make you feel? Because again, I would say the consensus is, this isn't going to be good, and I don't want that to be a thing for much more than a year or two if that's the case. Because they're going to give him that. I mean, what was it, a five-year contract they gave him?
Yeah.
They're going to probably give him at least another year or two.
Chauncey?
Yeah.
Man,
I would say,
yo, I don't know.
I'm telling you, if this year they're going to suck, right? I mean, it's going to be a young rebuilding team, so if Dame is gone, it's going to be like 25 to 35 wins, whatever. And he'll get the pass because it's a young team. And then he'll have next year. And then whatever happens next year, if they're same thing, they don't improve, then they might can him. But
I think we're in this NBA now to where the shelf life of coaches isn't as long as it used to be. And guys have no problem cycling through special coaches for younger teams. Like, so I could see if year three doesn't go well, and they only win, and I'm projecting, you said without Dame, I'm projecting 23 games, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, 25 is, you know, I think 25 to 30 is
there's a good chance
there.
The Blazers could be. There's a good chance the Blazers could be the worst team in the league. You know, there's a very good chance. If nothing else, maybe in the West. So
the Hornets are still a franchise.
Hornets have LaMelo Ball. You know,
and
Hornets
Brandon
have,
Miller, 6'9".
Yeah, exactly. Brandon Miller.
Now I'm kind of wondering, maybe the Blazers drafting Brandon Miller would have kept Dame here, because drafting his replacement really sent him over the edge. Like, I'm just second-guessing everything now.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, that could definitely. But as we watch Brandon Miller in the Summer League, I mean, he had one good game, but everything else was pretty trash. You know, so you could potentially just be getting Tyrus Thomas.
Yeah, the national media highlighted that one good game, Rashad.
They
come
really
on,
did.
You guys, yeah. They were all I saw highlight after highlight that night.
Yeah, he had like 15 fouls in the two California Summer League games or something like that.
Come on, bro.
I think Myers Leonard did that for Portland a couple of times.
And where is he now? Exactly. And that's not
Myers Leonard, I'm pretty sure, was on the Milwaukee Bucks to end the season.
He was. He got a comeback.
Well, that's good.
From
that's
the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, that's good for Myers and his hair. Like, that's
the enthusiasm
awesome.
In your voice right there. Yeah, dude, I'm just – look, I mean, this rebuild, that's – Chauncey's just like, well, damn, okay, cool, just bought myself another 2 years. That's honestly what I think is going through his mind, because your time to get a new head coach is at the beginning of a rebuild. So guess what? This is the time to do it, and they're clearly not going to do it. So they're going to roll with them this year, try and have them all work and build up together, and then they'll have next year, and then whatever happens next year is going to definitely have some deciding factor. But they might roll through the entire contract and just not renew him after the five.
I'm hoping that Chauncey is what we all thought he would be.
Well,
I think we all thought he was.
Everybody's
be this,
rooting for him, but it's just like it's not been.
But at this
reassuring.
Point, like it's tough to watch guys lose. It's tough to go through what you're going through with your point guard or with your star. So there's a lot of, and usually the coach is the first one to go. You know, this is a situation where your superstars, if your superstar is here and happy, then the coach is the first one to go. But now that you have a problem with your superstar, like you said, he's bought himself some more time.
Now, don't the Blazers have a history, though, of kind of making a coaching change, not at the beginning of a rebuild, but maybe a year or two after the rebuild started? I feel like they did this with P.J. Carlissimo. They had Clyde Drexler on the roster in the 90s, hired P.J. after firing Rick Adelman, then decided, okay, we're going to move on. Because I believe Carlissimo was hired in 94, Clyde got traded after that season or in that season in 95, if I'm not mistaken. Then you look at Dunleavy, same damn thing happened with him after the Western Conference Finals appearance in 2000. They basically changed the roster, take his biggest affecting pieces off the bench away from him, then they move on from him, go to Mo Cheeks, do the same thing because it just never worked. And then with Nate McMillan, you know, it just ended up falling flat on their faces with Terry Stotts in the middle of kind of a tumultuous period is when they make the change. I don't feel like this organization has the history of hitting the reset button all at once. That's just me just looking back, though. I could be wrong.
I would make the case that the Stotts hire is somewhat the hire of a rebuild, because that was in line with Dame being there. 2012. So I would say that was the closest thing. But you're kind of right. Like, it's, well, and let's face it too, the Blazers aren't essentially losers. I mean, they had their Jailblazers era, but for the majority of the franchise's history, they have been a competitive team. So when they make these coaching changes, it's not like, all right, we're hitting the reset. It's when they're middling. It's when they had a great season and they want to try and make that one step up and they think they can do it. So I hear you. I hear you, what you're saying right now. And this might be a case where, because if you listen to like Sprague, man, he says like, this is going to be a 3 to 4 year team sucks process. Like, do not expect.
But what year are we in, though? Is this year two?
No. This is the beginning.
Oh, so this
after
is going to be like
two missed.
So this is
going to
be like a 5-6 year.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've been sucking for the last.
His example, and it, you know, you can go back obviously on the podcast and find it on there. But his example is great. It was Oklahoma City. They traded Westbrook, got rid of Paul George. They got SGA in return. They got picks. They got young, and they are now in what year? Year four of SGA. SGA was a first teamer this year, but they were in the play-in.
But they were always in the playoffs, though. Even when they had Chris Paul before, and everything like that.
I mean, Chris Paul, that was, we can all admit, that was a fluke.
Chris Paul does that everywhere, so it's not a fluke. This is what he does.
As soon as I get it, but that's what I'm saying. As a franchise, as soon as he left, what happened? They sucked.
I don't know. Didn't SGA make like the All-Star team the next year?
I'm not talking about SGA. I'm talking about the team. Like, they have been in the bottom of the Western Conference standings for the last 4 to 5 years. And that is after the Paul George went to the Clippers. What? That was 2019? That was 2019 offseason. Yes. So we're going into the fourth year of SGA and the Thunder, if I'm doing my math right. And they just made the play-in finally. And that's a rebuild. That's a rebuild. So if that's what's happening for OKC and they have all these picks, they might pop this year finally. But, I mean, that might be the timeline that the Blazers are on right now, man. 3, 4, 5 years.
Tight.
It's
awesome.
Like I said.
This part is always fun.
Yeah.
And the bad thing about sucking for 3, 4, 5 years is that, you know, you end up signing your rookie after like 3 years, but then hopefully now you're hoping to God that they end up staying and you don't suck for another little bit.
And we're saying, well, they're going to suck for the next 3 to 5 years. Does that mean at the end of this, it's going to be a championship contending team? Because the Blazers failed to build a championship contender around one of the top 75 NBA players of all time. I'm just not buying the line that, you know, I get that it's best for the team to reset like this, but I'm just not buying the line that, oh, they're going to build a team around Scoot. It's going to be so great. They're going to contend, what, for a Western Conference Finals maybe once in 5-6 seasons? I don't understand what we're doing. Okay, I feel like this is insanity. We're hitting the damn button and hoping for a different thing.
OKC's rebuild took 2 years. As I'm looking at Basketball Reference, there's only 2 years in between that they didn't make the playoffs. We're going on year three. And we're gonna have 4 and 5.
And the year that they made the playoffs was the one with Chris Paul.
So they made the playoffs 2019-20.
That was the year with Chris Paul.
The no playoffs the 1 year. They won 22 games. They won 24, and then they won 40 this year. So that was only a 2 year gap in between losing CP3 and then kind of getting your Gilgeous Alexanders, getting your. Chet Holmgren's in between their games.
The CP3 trade, that was Westbrook. That was a part of the Westbrook trade, right? Because they sent Westbrook to Houston, and then they sent him, Chris Paul over to Oklahoma City, is what I'm pretty sure happened in that. If I'm getting the trade all
that was that. And then the next year, Westbrook went to Washington. Yeah. So that was part of that.
All right. I want to stay on NBA here because there is something that happened in the NBA yesterday. But it was on. But it was on the golf course, and it's frustrating as hell. And it also reminded me of something that happened at Shalem Glen on the golf course yesterday when I was playing. And I want to ask you guys this because, man, it's like I said, it's frustrating watching someone be that good of an athlete and be that good of an athlete in another sport. So I want to talk to you about that next Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So down in Tahoe, I believe it's Tahoe right now, they're having the American Century Classic or whatever the hell it is. It's the it's like a pro-am. Celebrities are down there golfing. Charles Barkley is down there getting lit. And Steph Curry is down there playing some golf right now. And what does he do yesterday? Oh, he just steps up to a hole and he just knocks in a hole in one.
Because why not?
This comes literally a week after him knocking in an eagle at another celebrity tournament from like 100 yards out where he hit it over the hole, but then had backspin on it and then ball went back into the hole. So within a week and a half, this guy's got a pitch in for an eagle from 100 yards out with backspin, which you ask me how to do that, God knows how. And then you have a hole in one in a celebrity tournament at Tahoe, which is that course I hear is just amazing. And then this is what happened yesterday at Shalem Glen. So I'm golfing with buddies. And one of my friends wants to get into golf. So, like, I literally gave him, like, 8 clubs the day before. Like, some wedges and irons. I'm like, let's go to the range so you can test him out. And then we get out there yesterday. And I'd seen him play once before. I was like, he's not bad. Like, for someone just starting. And he's like, man, I really hope I can get a birdie today. I'm like, okay, bud. Like, you know, relax. You know, it's a tough course. It's fun out here at Shalem, but we all hope we can get a birdie, and we play all the time. So he goes by hole 6 or 7. He gets a birdie.
There you go.
And this dude, like, I've known him almost my whole life. He's an athlete. Like, I told him when he first started getting out, I'm like, dude, once you get the swing down, you'll figure it out. You're an athlete. You're flex. Like, you got it. Yeah, I'm not going to give him tips anymore. Because
he's going to the student will become the teacher.
Yes, exactly. Bit, I'm like, dude, you're on your own at this point.
There are some people, man, and it's frustrating.
So I see that, and then the Steph Curry stuff. And I'm like, what? Just the natural athlete, like, oh, I can step up and do basically any sport good whenever I want.
There are some people that are just, they walk in the light. Like, there's nothing they can do. And if Steph Curry is the most accurate shooter that we've ever seen,
that's got to be some sort of, like,
it's, I think, anything that accuracy has to do with accuracy, I think he's darts.
I'd love
horseshoes,
to see that.
You know, just anything like, what's the game that's the really popular
bocce ball?
I mean, curling, whatever it is, like curling, anything that requires like precision and accuracy. I could imagine Steph Curry being really good because there's no other with the exception of maybe baseball hitting a baseball with the exception of maybe that, like, does it shock me that he's that good at golf? And we've heard multiple professional golfers say, you know, Steph can He can really play.
He can
play.
Swing it.
You know,
he can swing the
he's
stick.
He's good. Like, he can really do that. We heard J.R. Smith, who is a was in college on a golf scholarship, saying that, no, Steph is real. Like, he's really, really like that. So
he spends a lot of time in the offseason golfing and, like, practicing golf. And, like, that, like you're saying, the accuracy, that's got to just be whatever his medulla oblongata, whatever part of his brain is wired to muscle memory and that accuracy aspect. And, like, okay, I figured out what I need to do with my body to
every
make
time.
It precise every time. Bam. And it's like his brain just locks it in. It's like, all right, you know what you do have to do now? Perfect. You're going to do it every time now. And then it's just like with his jumper. It's like, well, I know I've done this so many times and my brain is just wired differently to where it's locked in so well that no matter where I am, momentum, body, whatever the case is.
Never seen nothing like it.
Got it locked
in. No matter
in.
Falling away, 1 foot going left, going right, up high in the air, like there's nothing he can't do as far as shooting the ball. So I can imagine when he's playing pool. I can imagine when he's like out there.
We need like a Steph Curry like, accuracy sports series, like archery.
No, I don't need more of Steph Curry.
Have him do a bunch of ancillary sports. Do more ancillary sports where accuracy is key. Not so much like physical,
yeah.
You know, like endurance or strength or something. It's like, no, you need to just be precise on this and see how precise he actually is. Mythbusters his ass.
Come on. If you're the GOAT of any sport or every sport, like Steph, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, don't all those guys, aren't you kind of expecting them to have a hole-in-one? I feel like that's just, it comes with the territory.
I don't know. Look at him just diminishing
I'm not diminishing it because they're the great, I'm saying GOATs, greatest athletes of all time. This is something that they do.
This is also, like, golf is weird where, like, there are some dudes out there like, yeah, I've had 14 hole-in-ones and I've had 7 hole-in-ones in my life. And I'm like, what the?
It's like Michael Jordan had a threesome last weekend.
Like, a 60-point
like really,
game.
This isn't news. Shocking.
Yeah,
he's like, the greatest player of all time and he's rich.
It's like a 60-point game, you know, in basketball. Like, they happen, but they're rare. Like, you're not going to see a bunch of 60-point games, you know, every night. So, a hole-in-one. So, when guys know how many they've had, that's not surprising.
Real quickly, though, before we move on to hour number two, if you have a hole-in-one, this is a situation that actually happened. Buddy, he hit a hole-in-one at a course out in Happy Valley, which is like basically a children's course. It's not the children's course, but it's was a Eagle Landing, I think is what it's called. But the holes are like 50 to 60 to 70 yards. Like little chips, bam, put it on. My buddy got a hole-in-one at one of the holes, and it's a 54, like, it was like
doesn't
a 54,
matter.
54, 60.
Doesn't matter.
you're claiming hole-in-one.
One swing. One
you're claiming
swing.
A hole-in-one on
yes.
a 54,
yes.
55-yard par 3.
Yeah.
Now that we're thinking of this, because I've gotten lucky enough to have a hole-in-one in my life, I am an absolutely
I saw your one swing at a hole six at a golf tournament.
It was bad. And then I embarrassed myself again, I think, after you left. I didn't even hit the damn ball right. It was awful, but I heard you mention there was a 60-point game, Rashad. Do you think a hole-in-one is closer to that? Or maybe, like, throwing a no-hitter? Because somebody, like, I always bring this up, Armando Galarraga, who should have had a no-hitter if it weren't for the screw-up by the umpire taking it away from him, He was out of the league, 2 years later? I mean, it can happen, but I feel like this instance, it might happen maybe to
you're going to be able to count the number of hole-in-ones that you had. Like, you're able to count the number of no-hitters because they're that rare, right? I mean, how often a season, as a baseball fan, how often per season do you see no-hitters? It happens. Don't get me wrong.
No hitter, usually,
one to two to three a year, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. How many hole in ones do you see in a major tournament? Like
about one to two.
Exactly.
To
you know, so
three, maybe.
Those are comparable. You know, but I'm curious. Like, would you rather, you know, as both baseball fans, would you rather, let's say, hit a home run off the best hitter, you know, or excuse me, off the best pitcher in the league, or man, sink a hole in one on like the first or second hole?
Sounds like that might be the option for like people like Adley Rutschman because I don't know if you saw what he did at the home run derby. But
yes, we did.
I said I was like, I don't know what I would pay to see him hit a golf ball. It might be as much as I would to watch him play actual baseball. Just to stand at the tee box and watch him, like, just
riff 300 yards, easy.
Oh.
450.
Oh, yeah.
Something stupid.
Dude, if he gets catches the right hill, good bounce and roll, for sure. Vancouver 4 text line, I wonder how Steph would be at billiards. Yeah, I just wanted, like
I'm
I said,
saying, like,
give me the Steph series of sports that you just need to have that accuracy and be locked
that
in.
That needs to be the game. That's like the new American Gladiators, like beat Steph. Like, seriously, beat darts and all those, like, pool kind of bar games and stuff like that.
Ooh,
that
after
require...
he retires, Rashad, I think you just came up with his next
game. Yeah, there you go.
Steph.
ABC, make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be better than the Cube that Dwayne Wade's doing, man.
Oh, my God. That's a bad show. That's a bad show.
Can you balance a ball on a table?
That's a bad show.
And Dwayne Wade is a terrible announcer. Terrible.
Oh, God. All right. Hour number two. Dude, college football is right around the corner. I'm already smelling the barbecue tailgates. I'm already hearing the duck fights on in my head. Let's talk some Pac-12. Let's look at some of the teams. Let's look at the college football as a whole.
Let's do it.
I mean, it's not even the way too early. It's the we're a month away poll, essentially, looking at these teams. So let's do some college football. Let's do some NFL. Hour number two, football heavy, right here, Sports Sunday. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So down in Tahoe, I believe it's Tahoe right now, they're having the American Century Classic or whatever the hell it is. It's the it's like a pro-am. Celebrities are down there golfing. Charles Barkley is down there getting lit. And Steph Curry is down there playing some golf right now. And what does he do yesterday? Oh, he just steps up to a hole and he just knocks in a hole-in-one.
Because why not?
This comes literally a week after him knocking in an eagle at another celebrity tournament from like 100 yards out where he hit it over the hole, but then had backspin on it, and then ball went back into the hole. So within a week and a half, this guy's got a pitch in for an eagle from 100 yards out with backspin, which you ask me how to do that, God knows how. And then you have a hole-in-one in a celebrity tournament at Tahoe, which is that course I hear is just amazing. And then this is what happened yesterday at Shalem Glen. So I'm golfing with buddies, and one of my friends wants to get into golf. So like I literally gave him like 8 clubs the day before, like some wedges and irons. I'm like, let's go to the range so you can test them out. And then we get out there yesterday, and I'd seen him play once before. I was like, he's not bad. Like, for someone just starting, and he's like, man, I really hope I can get a birdie today. I'm like, okay, bud, like, you know, relax. You know, it's a tough course. It's fun out here at Shalem, but we all hope we can get a birdie, and we play all the time. So he goes by hole six or seven. He gets a birdie.
There you go.
And this dude, like, I've known him almost my whole life. He's an athlete. Like, I told him when he first started getting out, I'm like, dude, once you get the swing down, you'll figure it out. You're an athlete. You're flexible. Like, you got it. Yeah, I'm not going to give him tips anymore. Because
he's going to the master, the student will become the teacher.
Yes, exactly. Bit, I'm like, dude, you're on your own at this point.
There are some people, man, and it's frustrating.
So I see that, and then the Steph Curry stuff. And I'm like, what? Just the natural athlete, like, oh, I can step up and do basically any sport good whenever I want.
There are some people that are just, they walk in the light. Like, there's nothing they can do. And if Steph Curry is the most accurate shooter that we've ever seen,
that's got to be some sort of, like,
it's, I think, anything that accuracy has to do with accuracy, I think he's darts.
I'd love
horseshoes,
to see that.
You know, just anything like, what's the game that's the really popular
bocce ball?
I mean, curling, whatever it is, like curling, anything that requires like precision and accuracy. I could imagine Steph Curry being really good, because there's no other, with the exception of maybe baseball, hitting a baseball, with the exception of maybe that, like, does it shock me that he's that good at golfing? We've heard multiple professional golfers say, you know, Steph can really play.
Swing it.
You know,
he can
he's good. Like, he can really do that. We heard J.R. Smith, who was in college on a golf scholarship, saying that, no, Steph is real. Like, he's really, really like that. So
he spends a lot of time in the off season golfing and, like, practicing golf. And, like, that, like you're saying, the accuracy, that's got to just be whatever his medulla oblongata, whatever part of his brain is wired to muscle memory and that accuracy aspect. And, like, okay, I figured out what I need to do with my body to
every
make it
time.
Precise every time, bam, and and it's like his brain just locks it in. It's like, all right, you know what you have to do now. Perfect, you're gonna do it every time now. And then it's just like with his jumper, it's like, well, I know I've done this so many times, and my brain is just wired differently to where it's locked in so well that no matter where I am, momentum, body, whatever the case is,
never seen nothing like it.
Got it locked
in. No matter falling away, 1 foot going left, going right, up high in the air, like, there's nothing he can't do as far as shooting the ball. So I can imagine when he's playing pool. I can imagine when he's, like, out there.
We need, like,
on
Steph
course,
Curry,
like,
accuracy sports series, like archery.
No, I don't need more of Steph Curry.
Have him do a bunch of ancillary sports. Do more ancillary sports where accuracy is key. Not so much, like, physical, you know, like, endurance or strength or something. It's like, no, you need to just be precise on this and see how precise he actually is. Mythbusters his ass. Come on.
If you're the GOAT of any sport or every sport, like Steph, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, don't all those guys, aren't you kind of expecting them to have a hole in one? I feel like that's just, it comes with the territory.
I don't know. Look at him just diminishing
I'm not diminishing it, because they're the great, I'm saying GOATs, greatest athletes of all time. This is something that they do.
This is also, like, golf is weird, where, like, there are some dudes out there like, yeah, I've had 14 hole-in-ones, and I've had 7 hole-in-ones in my life. And I'm like, what the?
It's like Michael Jordan had a threesome last weekend.
Like, a
60-point
like,
really,
game.
This isn't news. Shocking. Yeah, he's like the greatest player of all time, and he's rich.
It's like a 60-point game, you know, in basketball. Like, they happen, but they're rare. Like, you're not going to see a bunch of 60-point games, you know, every night. So, a hole-in-one, so when guys know how many they've had, that's not surprising.
Real quickly, though, before we move on to hour number two, if you have a hole-in-one, this is a situation that actually happened. Buddy, he hit a hole-in-one at a course out in Happy Valley, which is basically a children's course. It's not the children's course, but it's was it Eagle Landing, I think is what it's called. But the holes are like 50 to 60 to 70 yards. Like little chips, bam, put it on. My buddy got a hole-in-one at one of the holes, and it's a 54, like, it was like
doesn't
a 54,
matter.
54, 60.
Doesn't matter.
you're claiming hole-in-one.
One swing.
You're claiming a hole in one on a 54, 55 yard par three.
Now that we're thinking of this, because I've gotten lucky enough to have a hole in one in my life, I'm a terrible, I am an absolutely
I saw your one swing at a hole six at the golf tournament.
It was, and then I embarrassed myself again, I think, after you left. I didn't even hit the damn ball right. It was awful, but I heard you mention there was a 60-point game, Rashad. Do you think a hole-in-one is closer to that, or maybe, throwing a no-hitter? Because somebody, I always bring this up, Armando Galarraga, who should have had a no-hitter if it weren't for the screw-up by the umpire taking it away from him. He was out of the league, 2 years later? I mean, it can happen, but I feel like this instance, it might happen maybe to,
you're going to be able to count the number of hole-in-ones that you have. You're able to count the number of no-hitters because they're that rare, right? I mean, how often a season, as a baseball fan, how often per season do you see no-hitters?
It happens, don't get me wrong, one to two to three a year, maybe.
How many hole-in-ones do you see in a major tournament?
About one to two, maybe.
Those are comparable, but I'm curious, would you rather, as both baseball fans, would you rather, let's say, hit a home run off the best hitter, off the best pitcher in the league, or, sink a hole and run on, the first or second hole?
Sounds like that might be the option for, people like Adley Rutschman, because I don't know if you saw what he did at the home run derby.
Yes,
you
did.
I said, I don't know what I would pay to see him hit a golf ball. It might be as much as I would to watch him play actual baseball. Just to stand at the tee box and watch him rip
300 yards, easy.
Oh.
450.
Oh, yeah.
Something stupid.
Dude, if he catches the right hill, good bounce and roll, for sure. Vancouver 4 text line, I wonder how Steph would be at billiards. Yeah, I just want to, give me the Steph series of sports that you just need to have that accuracy and be locked
that
in.
That needs to be the game. That's like the new American Gladiators, beat Steph. Seriously, beat darts and all those, pool kind of bar games and stuff like that.
Ooh,
that
after he retires, Rashad, I think you just came up with his next
game. Yeah, there you go.
Steph.
ABC, make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be better than the Cube that Dwayne Wade's doing, man.
Oh my God, that's a bad show. That's a bad show.
Can you balance a ball on a table?
That's a bad show.
And Dwayne Wade is a terrible announcer. Terrible.
Oh God. All right, hour number two, dude. College football is right around the corner. I'm already smelling the barbecue tailgates. I'm already hearing the duck fights on in my head. Let's talk some Pac-12. Let's look at some of the teams. Let's look at the college football as a whole.
Let's do it.
I mean, it's not even the way too early. It's the we're a month away poll, essentially, looking at these teams. So let's do some college football. Let's do some NFL. Hour number two, football heavy, right here, Sports Sunday. Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.